Well, Jane Ace is working now for Mr. Jackson, a bridge teacher, appearing with him at his afternoon classes under the name of Mrs. Average Player. She plays out a bridge hand, as only she can, while the women make notes and correct her, thus learning to play bridge by the how-not-to-play-bridge system. This episode takes place in the bridge school. Class is underway. Jane stands at the blackboard with a pointer explaining to the crowded classroom how she would play the hand. Listen.
Now, I have to play my hand, don't I? What's up now? Oh, yes, spades. Well, I play the king of hearts, and the other side takes it with the eight. Then they play the queen of hearts, and they take that, too. Then they play the jack of hearts, and they take that, too. Because I haven't any more trumps left. Oh, they've got two more hearts yet. Oh, boy. Well, they take those two, too. And so, how many did I bid?
The bid was four spades.
Oh, yes, four spades. Well, I'm only set three tricks. That isn't so terrible. Oh, they doubled me, didn't they? Well, that isn't so bad. Oh, I was vulnerable, wasn't I? Well, that isn't so good, is it? Well, that's the way I play it. I'm sorry.
Quite finished, Mr. Average Player?
Yes, sir.
Very well. Attention, class. No. Put your hands down. Just a moment, please. Now, you've just witnessed Mrs. Average Player play out a hand of, bridge, loosely speaking. Mrs. Average Player showed us how she would bid it and then proceeded to show us how she would play it. I could see you were all bursting to correct her mistakes in both the bidding and the playing. And now, ladies, is your chance. Just a moment, one at a time, ladies. You'll all have your respective turns. I will start here, you please. What would you say was wrong with Mrs. Average Player's game?
Well, I have so many notes, I don't know just where to begin.
Well, suppose we begin at the beginning.
Yes, she bid the hand wrong in the first place.
Just a moment, please. I'll come to you.
That's right. The first bid was entirely wrong. I'd like to ask Mrs. Average Player by what convention she could bid a spade on a hand to start with.
Beg pardon?
You bid a spade to start with, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, what convention is that?
I don't understand what you mean.
Well, surely you must play some convention.
Oh, no, I hate crowds.
ladies, your attention, please. Quiet. Now, don't all talk at once, please. You must have quiet to get the most out of these lessons. Next lady, please.
Well, now, she could most certainly have bid two spades with that hand to start with.
Well, she has five and a half tricks.
Don't you bid two with five and a half tricks, Mrs. Average Player?
Well, not always. I like to start with one, and then bid two, and then three, and so-so, and so-so.
Oh, but five and a half tricks is a very big hand.
Well, don't you like to let your partner know you have a very strong hand?
Well, I don't mind my partner knowing, but if I did two to start with, like you say, then the people we're playing against will know, too.
Please, ladies, I must have your attention. We're wasting too much time. Quiet, please.
Well, but what does he mean by that last remark?
Well, I'm afraid I must answer that, as you Americans so aptly put it, search me. Well, I hope you all understand, ladies, that Mrs. Average Player is in no way coached by me. Anything she does or says in the course of these bridge lessons constitutes her own ideas. They're not mine, I assure you. She is the before and after taking my bridge course. I trust you will profit by her mistake. And as you gaze upon her and listen to her frightful expostulations, I trust you will all remember that there, but for the grace of Jackson, stand you.
Well, thanks, Mr. Jackson.
Now we will proceed. Any other questions next, please, or you, I believe?
No, just a moment, please. I'm not finished.
Oh, yes.
I just want to ask Mrs. Average Player if she plays bridge with her husband, if she plays it here.
Oh, yes. We play together all the time. We're insufferable.
Yes, I can understand that, my dear. But what would your husband say if you held that enormous hand and only bid one spade?
What would he say? Well, I don't know. He says all kinds of things.
My husband would shout till the roof caved in on me. You should hear my husband.
Oh, my husband hollers too, but I just don't answer him.
You don't answer him?
Oh, no, and you shouldn't either. Didn't you ever study domestic silence in school?
Domestic silence? Well, I don't know what you mean. You mean you just sit there and let your husband shout and you don't answer him?
Oh, never. It spoils his his game. He likes to holler at me. He says all kinds of things.
Such as?
Yes.
Such as what?
Oh, well, he says, you made your bid, now lie in it. Yes, and when I lead a card out of the wrong hand, like if I lead it out of my hand instead of the table, he says the other dummy played. Oh, and a lot of things like that. Too humorous to mention. You can hear him in a radio of two blocks.
And you just...
Now, ladies, we're wasting too much time on domestic trifles. Let's get back to Bridge, please.
Mr. Jackson, may I ask a question?
Certainly. Proceed, madam.
I want to ask her this. How many tricks does she have to open a normal bid on?
Quite an intelligent question. Mrs. Average Player, how many tricks?
Tricks?
Yes, how many tricks do you have to open a bid with?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't bother with that very much.
You don't bother with
it? No. I just look at my hand after I sort my cards, and if it looks like, well, I've got a lot of pictures and a few aces, and sometimes even some tens, I bid something. And if I haven't, I just don't bid.
Oh, my system of breaking glass. I've never
heard of that before.
But I don't understand. How can you arrive at the proper bid with your partner?
Oh, I don't know. That's the way I play. After all, I only play bridge for my own amazement. I don't make a living.
Well, don't you get into trouble with your partner bidding like that?
Oh, my partner, there's so much noise I can't hear.
Don't you know bidding without counting your tricks will get you into trouble?
Why? Is it against the law?
No, but I mean...
Ladies, I'm afraid we're wasting too much time on generalities. Now, let's get back to the bridge hand on the blackboard, please. Who wants to ask the next question? This lady, please.
Yes. Getting back to that hand, Mr. Jackson, I thought...
Address your remarks to Mrs. Average Player, please.
Oh, yes. And Mrs. Average Player...
Yes?
We all know that your original bid should have been two spades. Then your partner would have bid three diamonds. Then you would have bid four clubs, and then your father would have said four no clubs. Is that right, Mr. Jackson?
Correct. Yes. Excellent.
Now, Mr. Jackson, don't you think Mrs. Average Player should have bid five hearts, showing that she has no heart?
Correct.
Bid five hearts? Well, I haven't got a heart.
Well, I know, but that shows your partner that you have no losing heart trick. You must bid five hearts.
With no heart?
Absolutely.
Why, I couldn't be that deceitful, especially to my own husband.
Quite right. Now, ladies, please. Now, who wants to ask the next question?
I do.
Very well. What is it you... Not you, no.
But I want to ask how anybody can bid hearts without hearts in their hands.
I'll explain that to you in private, my dear. Now, who's next? You, I believe?
Yes. Why didn't you finesse the Queen of Spades?
Oh, I never finesse.
Never finesse?
No, I never finesse. It makes me nervous.
He said that the other day, too. I don't understand what
you mean. I never finesse because if I put down like the Queen of Spades, say, and I try to finesse it, then I start to worry who's got the king and if it's going to work or not. My way, I don't worry or anything. I just don't finesse and I never get nervous.
Now, next question, please.
I'm not finished yet, Mr. Jackson.
Oh, yes. Proceed, please.
I noticed that Mrs. Average Player led the Deuce of Clubs after she took in the first trick. Now, why did you lead the Deuce of Clubs, Mrs. Average Player?
The Deuce of Clubs? It's the first card on my right. Yes, I always leave that card first because it's easy to reach and it helps me play much faster.
But don't you ever leave the fourth from your longest and strongest cue?
Yes. Oh, who wants to get a headache figuring out things like that? I only play bridge for my own amazement, I told you. I don't expect to play in any bridge tournaments or anything like that.
But is that all right with your husband?
Is what all right?
Well, if you leave the first card on your right.
I guess so. I've been playing with him like that all the time.
Just what kind of a bridge player is your husband?
Oh, he thinks he's pretty good. I never see him win, though. I've noticed nearly every time we sit down to play together, he always loses.
I can understand why.
Why?
ladies, we're dealing too much in personalities now. We must get back to bridge.
Well, just a minute now. What did you mean by that?
Well, I'm sure I don't know.
Well, I'd like to know myself why he loses if he's so good. He plays fast. I'll say that for him.
Oh, he does.
Oh, yes. He plays like a horse on fire. You ought to see him.
Please. Let's get back to our bridge hand. Now, are there any further questions?
Yes. I'd like to ask her one question. She says she never bids two to start with because she never counts her tricks. Well, how could she possibly arrive at a sixth bid then? With
without telling her partner she has 5.5 tricks.
Oh, there's those tricks again.
Well, but do you and your husband ever bid tricks of anything?
Oh, sure.
Well, but how can you if you don't give him the full value of your hand by bidding your tricks?
Oh, sure. We bid tricks lots of times.
Do you ever make it?
Oh, sure. Sometimes.
But how can you bid tricks without telling him the full value of your hand?
Oh, well, I don't know what you mean, but I do know that we bid six sometimes.
Well, your husband must be a mind reader to know there's six in a hand if you never give him a jump bid or something.
Oh, well, he understands me, I guess. We've been playing together so long, he understands me.
I wish my husband would understand my bid.
Well, we get along so well that he can tell if I've got something or not when I bid.
What kind of system is that?
Well, I guess it's a twin bid system.
Jane certainly serves her purpose as the horrible example of how bridge is played by the average player. But a startling change takes place at the school as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.